Land Conquest.
All right. Welcome. Welcome today. We have Adam Sharp with us. Adam is a recent graduate of the Gauntlet program, and he just did an amazing job in the program, and I wanted to have him on here so we can interview him, talk to him about his experience, where he's at with his land flipping business, and kind of where he's going. So first of all, Adam, why don't you kind of introduce yourself and tell us about you and how you sort of ended up going down this path of land flipping.
Yeah, thanks. The whole thing started really with a podcast. You know, I heard you, Pete, talking, and I just really connected with the concept, the process, the structure, the rigor. I'm a process-minded, kind of repetition-based person, and if there's a recipe that works, I'm going to figure out what that recipe looks like and hopefully copy it. So the thing that, you know, all the education that you laid out there for everybody, really, it was very straightforward to me, and I really connected with it. So and then the Gauntlet program was terrific simply because it gave me not only motivation and positive pressure, I guess, from the other participants, but then access, to you and to our accountability coach, Becky, to just make sure that we were following through and that we had questions, we could get clarification on, the nuances of how the business works.
Great.
So yeah, I've been up and running now for probably about 8 weeks or so. And I've got a few mailers out there and we're starting to get some phone calls.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. Now, at the start of the program, you didn't have anything set up at all, huh?
I had done, maybe just a teeny bit, meaning I had established the business name and entity. I had filed to get the tax ID and I had a bank account and attached with that. But that was about it. I certainly hadn't sent any mail and hadn't really run any lists. But I had gone through, most of the educational videos, and I'm a pretty regular follower of the podcasts that you and Heather do. So I've been brewing about it and, working on it, but the Gauntlet really took me from, interested to actually in the game.
Yeah. Well, that's really the whole point of that program. And I'm glad you had that experience with it. It's like, a lot of people are interested, and they're kind of dipping their toe in the water kind of, but the Gauntlet takes that interest and turns it into a reality. Now, obviously we don't do all the work for you or anything like that. That's still on you. But we provide all the accountability and everything that kind of help you get there. So in an 8 weeks time, which goes pretty quickly. I think you'll concur on that. It went really fast.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. It was action packed, but I would rather do that than take the slow boat because I mean, you might as well, I'm a kind of jump in and let's jump in here and figure this thing out as opposed to just kind of slowly think and plod along. I'd much rather just get into it and get it sorted out.
Yeah, we're the same way on that. When we're into something, we're all in. So we go for it. Yeah. And you have a background as a triathlete, not just any regular triathlons, but you do Ironmans, right?
Yeah, I've done five full distance Ironman distance triathlons.
Wow.
They're hard, but the hardest things in life are generally those things that are the most worthwhile. And so I feel like I learn a lot and grow a lot from challenges and even things that make me a little nervous. So,
yeah. Well, doing a triathlon, but a little in any sort of triathlon would make me nervous. Like a mile run is long distance for me. And how many miles? It's a full marathon. The Ironman's a full marathon, right? And then how much bike and swimming?
Yeah. So it starts off with a 2.5 mile swim. and then 112 on the 112 mile bike ride. And then if that wasn't enough, a little marathon at the end.
Now you can't use an e-bike, right?
No. Although that would be
has anyone been caught doing that? Has anyone been caught with a little electric motor in their bikes?
I don't know that they have, simply because, you know, I think they would know, right? I mean, you know, if you've completed one of those things or not, and if you, you know, cut a corner or cheat,
that's the point,
you're only cheating yourself. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's very, very impressive. So you're still actively doing them. You're training for a new one and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I went out for a 45 mile bike ride on New Year's Day just to, you know, kind of get things started. And, I live in Phoenix, so it was beautiful out. And, I just enjoy pushing myself and challenging, you know, challenging myself. I try to get a little sweaty every day.
Yep.
I think it's just a good way to start the day and a good way to, you know, kind of get grounded. And so that's kind of one of my habits and my routines.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking a little bit before we got on the recording here, but that's how I know you're going to be successful, because really one of the biggest keys to success I've identified in this business, people that actually make it and continue to build a business and do well, is just that consistency, you know, getting your marketing, getting your mail out on a consistent schedule. And I know that, that's top priority for you, you know, building that habit of getting that mail out on a regular basis. And that's a non-negotiable, you know, and that's the same thing you do with your training. I'm sure, you know, you are like clockwork on that stuff. Yeah. And, you know, obviously if you weren't, you wouldn't be able to run these, you know, these Ironman triathlons and have all the success you do in that part of your life.
So, yeah. Thanks. I actually listened to a podcast that you and Heather did. And I think the actual title of the podcast was "What Does It Take to Be Successful?" And that was one of the things that was mentioned, or maybe the primary thing was just set a schedule, set a number, and, you know, go after it. And so that's my plan, is just to simply follow the recipe that works and, you know, don't give up. I'm sure there will be difficult, you know, and moments, challenging months here and there, but that's what helps us grow and learn. And so I'm looking forward to even that part.
Yeah. Well, that's the truth. You know, like, not everything is sunshine and roses all the time. There's going to be ups and downs, like in anything or anything worthwhile in life. And just a matter of dealing with those things. And, but I can tell you, you know, as a general experience overall, I mean, those are pretty, few and far between. I mean, I guess it's my personality that I try not to let every little thing bother me. You know, if things don't go perfect, then I just deal with it and move on, and I don't let it consume me. So I think if you can adopt that mindset, I think that's definitely very helpful. And I could tell that you're already thinking about that, like, hey, stuff's going to come up, and it's just a matter of like, hey, I'll learn from it and go from there. I know another thing that's really, really cool, from my perspective, is that you're doing this with your oldest daughter as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mackenzie is my oldest. She and I have been working on this together, a little bit of connection time, and then also obviously teaching her, you know, how the business works. I've done, you know, a few things over my career, and I've learned a lot from all of them. Hopefully I can take this and, you know, teach and involve my kids so that they can, you know, get started and figure out kind of what path they want to take. So yeah, little, father-daughter time, just like, I know you and your daughter are, working on this together as well.
Yeah. That's so fun for me. You know, just to see the, you know, the improvements that my daughter makes and all this and things that are, you know, she's growing and she's learning and everything. And it's just kind of exciting to me that, you know, I wish I would have had this, this type of business model that someone would have kind of, you know, dropped in my lap, you know, 20 some years ago. I mean, who knows where I'd be right now. But, so it's exciting to me that, you know, that they can come along for the journey, you know? And how old is your daughter?
Boy, my kids get older every year, so it's hard.
I know, it's hard to keep track.
I'm gonna say maybe 26.
26. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I know, it's constantly changing. I have the same issue. You know, I've got three kids, and you know, it's like a constantly evolving puzzle for me to figure out their ages and everything.
Yeah, people ask me that all the time. How old are your kids? And I say, well, I'm not exactly sure because it changes all the time.
Yeah,
but I know roughly.
Yes. Yeah, it's too crazy. I mean, the years go by so fast, and I'm sure you're just like me, and it just seems like yesterday when, you know, when my oldest daughter was born, and now, you know, she's 23. So it's just craziness. Oh.
Yeah, it is. It's good though too. I love watching and participating and being part of, you know, part of their lives, part of their development, and they certainly, you know, bring my wife and I a lot of joy and happiness.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, you know, getting back to the gauntlet, what are your thoughts about, you know, the program itself, as far as the structure of it, kind of like what were the parts of that program that kind of you got the most out of?
Yeah. Well, certainly it was, and back to the structure and the rigor of it, it was, you know, hey, we're going to do this on this day, and we're going to do this. And it was very clear. There's a calendar. And everything was just kind of laid out. The other thing that I really enjoyed was kind of the assignments, right? A little bit of homework where, you know, you'd say, okay, here's what we covered. Here's your objective for this week is to do these, you know, three or four things. And then we'll talk about it on, you know, Friday in a Q&A session. So, you know, that, you know, and I think a lot of people, at least I know I certainly do, I work better with a timeline, a deadline.
Yep.
And okay, I've got to get these things done this week. It gets on my to-do list, and then it's going to get done. And so, you know, I got a lot out of that, followed up with the Q&A session. I always had, you know, a list of 10 or 15 questions, you know, every week. And I was just peppering and, you know, getting a lot of, you know, answers to those just little questions, right? There's just little questions all along the way. And so I think that those two components combined with what I would characterize as just positive peer pressure from the group, the other members of the group, was just terrific. We had some really good people that I'm sure I'll keep in contact with long-term. So those are definitely the highlights for me.
Great. Well, you definitely brought the heat with your questions every week. I loved it. That was fun for me, you know, having those Q&A sessions every week. I mean, we spent a couple hours, you know, going through just questions from everyone, kind of going through the gauntlet. And it was really fun for me to be able to, you know, get in the nitty gritty on a lot of these issues and really find out, you know, where the gaps are, where the, you know, where the, you know, basically where the perceived challenges were and things like that. So it was fun for me to be able to kind of go through all that stuff with you guys. And you always had great questions. I look forward to your questions. And, you know, I don't feel like I was stumped on any of them, but you challenged me for sure, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some really good, you know, conversations, and even, you know, playing off of the other members of the group.
Yep.
Where we could, you know, we're like, oh yeah. And since you asked that, here's another, you know, another layer, or peeling the onion back a little bit. I thought that was absolutely time well spent.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your understanding is much deeper than just sort of the instructional stuff? I mean, like the instructional stuff, obviously very, very important, but do you think that the Q&A kind of led to a deeper understanding and maybe more confidence in some of these things?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. You know, the content portion of it was maybe, I'm going to say a little bit level of detail greater than what is already available in the Land Conquest school network. And so I could have gotten most of that from you know, just land conquest generally. But having a discussion and a dialogue in the instructional session followed up with activities and then a Q&A session at the end made it actually so that I was learning and actually experiencing what was being taught as opposed to just listening.
Yeah. That was the intent. So that's great to hear that you had that experience. And having the accountability coach, Becky, did you take advantage of that quite a bit?
Yeah, certainly. And that was definitely helpful. You know, I could reach out to her. She would actually sit down and just get really in the weeds with me on, all right, let's look at this county and let's look at this list and let's pull this and share your screen and let's see what you're doing here. And I'd say, you know, what do you think about this? And so, yeah, super, you know, super helpful.
Great. Yeah, very good. Very good. Where do you see this going? Like, where do you want to be in a year from now, 2 years from now? Do you have any sort of concrete goals kind of laid out?
Oh yeah, for sure. Of course I do. So my goal for 2024 is to close on 24 deals. So that's my going in. Like I said, my lists are dropping. It's, you know, it's the beginning of the year here. So I expect to start getting some phone calls and, you know, having some good conversations with folks about different opportunities. And so 24 is my target. And then I expect or anticipate doubling that every year, you know, after and growing the business, really just following in your footsteps. And I hope that's okay, but that's really my plan.
I love it. That's why I put out all that content like that. Honestly, it's, I want to give people confidence that they can do it. And there wasn't any of that stuff out there when I started. And I would kind of like, I was always asking like, what are other people doing? Like people that are successful in this business, like what are they doing? Like, what are the numbers? So I always felt myself like looking around for that information that simply I couldn't find. You know, I would network with other investors and things and kind of try to dig into a little bit of that stuff. But, you know, some people don't want to share everything either. So I'm glad that you are taking, you know, you are looking at that content. You are kind of seeing what I've done, because, you know, that first year I did, and I'm looking at my whiteboard right now, I did 32 deals. So I know that you could do 24, you know, and I bet you could do more than that. And then I doubled it the next year, you know, did over doubled in the revenue and over doubled in the amount of deals. And then I didn't quite double it for this last year, but the revenue more than doubled and the gross profit close to that. So, I'm glad to hear that you've got those clearly, you know, 24 in 24 also has a good ring to it. I like that.
Yeah. A little marketing there, but, mainly just for myself, you know, I'll see what I can do. And I don't mind exceeding a goal or a target. But I think, you know, having that as kind of the North Star. And then, and we talked about this actually during the last Q&A call. I do set goals and I have, you know, targets and things, but the real value comes from setting the habit, right? And actually getting the work done. So the aspiration is there. What I'm actually going to really focus on is just delivering on the actual activities and setting those habits and those routines that can lead me to the outcome that I'm looking for.
That's the whole key. So, you know, it's funny because, you know, we're obviously at the beginning of 2024 here when we're filming this, and goals are a big topic with everyone. And I was guilty of this in the past for myself. You know, I've set big goals every year and some things I just didn't even come close to hitting. And it really, you know, it really crystallized for me after reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And it's true, you know, you have to set those habits in order to actually reach those goals, because you know, goal is basically, you know, the plan, the North Star, what you want to hit and everything. But if you're not doing the stuff to make that happen, then it's simply just going to be there and not really attainable. So, you know, in our case, you know, the big habit, I think the biggest mover of needles is the getting the mail out, you know, getting that mail out consistently, like we talked about. So if you can get that taken care of, and it's crazy because everything else falls into place. It really does. Cause that's getting the deals in this business is everything. And if you've got a consistent deal flow, it's just everything works. And if you're not getting that consistent deal flow, then it's just like, you know, it's like running a car without gas. It's like just sputtering along, you know? So, so that's the most important thing. And you've got that identified and you've already got those in place. So I know you're going to be successful.
Yeah. Thank you. I was talking to a friend of mine who said, that she wanted to do a triathlon. Mm, yep. I said, great. That's awesome. She set that goal. I said, that's fantastic. Now, what are you going to do to actually make that happen? Like, let's go swim.
Yep.
Right. Let's go bike. And she was like, oh yeah.
Can I just show up?
And I'm like, well, okay, then, right? That's going to be pretty challenging. Yeah, I think to your point, I think a lot of people do. I think they set goals, but they don't really have the plan behind how you're going to accomplish that, you know, that goal. So I think the gauntlet has given me the information, the motivation, the structure to really, you know, get out of the gates and start establishing those habits that will hopefully lead to those successful outcomes, that aspiration that I've got out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd love to do a check-in like a year from now or something like that and see just how many deals you've closed. Will it be more than 24 in 24? I don't know. We'll see. I do have confidence that you could do it for sure.
Well, you'll probably know at least a good portion of them, because I fully expect on using the Partner with Pete program and
very good.
You know, being pretty active and, you know, taking advantage of your experience, you know, taking a couple laps around just to make sure that I make good choices, especially as I, you know, get started and learn. So I think you'll see a lot of those deals come through.
That's great. That's great. Well, we'll be working together on these things. That's even better.
Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, very good. Well, so did you have any parting words before we wrap things up?
Well, I guess just for anybody who's considering participating in the Gauntlet program, I'm a huge fan, highly recommend. I think it can really move the needle, make a difference. And I hope that I'll look back and say, hey, that was one of the most valuable activities that I participated in 2023. Because it really set a foundation and laid the groundwork for what I hope will be a terrific and successful and fruitful future. So really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Adam. I certainly appreciate it. And I can't wait to follow all your success and partner with Deals on You as well. So,
all right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much for your time. And here's to a big 2024.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Pete.